subject to some ass-kicking shiznit. From NullSoft Shoutcast.
Hello.
This is Betty.
Hello. Hello. This is Betty. Hello.
It's 420.
Hello. Hello. This is Betty.
It's 420. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello. This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello. This is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello. This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello. This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jive.
Well, it sure is, isn't it?
I think it is. It does sound, if I'm not mistaken, it sounds like the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyampa Radio. Hi, everyone. Yeah. This is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa. Did you call for your give back benefit?
Well, hey, everybody. It's Joe live in the Chicago studios over here in Cheyampa Radio.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 240 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, March 14th, 2022. We are proud to be carried by Cheyampa Radio. You can find the Joe and Anthony Show on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and on Cheyampa Radio. Visit www.cheyampa.org, click the menu, click programming, then clicky clicky on the Joe and Anthony
clicky,
Show.
Clicky!
Subscribe, add, like, favorite. Do it now. We appreciate it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
We like the TP segment.
We do like
the
TP segment.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, right?
So what's this with chilly weather in Florida? What?
Yeah, you know, we actually got down to... That's the TV segment. We actually got down to about 38 degrees at the Chicago or the Tampa studio on Saturday night, I believe. Sunday night? Was it Sunday night or Saturday night? One of those nights. Yeah, Saturday night. It got pretty damn chilly here. But we're back up to warm. It was like it lasted only for a little bit. And then we got a big storm Saturday afternoon, which brought in the cold front, and that was back up to like, you know, 70 something degrees today. So
wow.
It was all good. You know, it was a nice little cold snap, you know, got to run the heat for about 3 hours and call it a day. So we're also saying goodbye to CPR News.
Oh no.
You owe us money, bitches. And you've cost us lawyer fees and you cost us settlement fees.
Oh,
so if you're willing to discuss payment, we can put you back on the air.
Oh boy.
Yeah, right. But on top of that, I do have a little extra cash that I'm going to go ahead, personal cash, and I'm gonna build a new rig here in studio. I'm gonna go with a 7, what is that, a Ryzen 7? Is that what they call it?
Yes.
The AMD version. I've been looking at so many that like all gets jumbled up after a while. So we're going to do some of that. 32 gigs of memory. We're going to a decent video card. I don't remember the spec on it, but I think it fell like in the upper 76 percentile, which is much better than what I have now, which falls into like the lower 12 percentile of performance, which is why opening the Chrome window can sometimes cause the computer to go into a tailspin. So we're seriously in need of it. So we got a little extra cash coming our way, so we're going to go ahead and take care of that. Because it's absolutely necessary. And then we won't deal with these weird pauses in our background music and shit. And because I'm sure that has some to do with it, a little bit of that. And tonight's strain is Pai Gao. It is a hybrid from, I believe it is True Leave. And it is quite yummy and quite invigorating. Pai Gao. All right. And Joe, what about you?
Well, we have some warmer weather coming to Chicago, and I'll explain more later in my weather segment.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it was a nice day today. I got out a little bit, walked around a little bit, you know, did some shopping and some getting Home Depot-ish kind of things and supermarket-y kind of things and Walgreens kind of things.
And a new microphone.
And a new microphone-y thingy.
Oh, my God.
No, folks, my microphone had a... what did he call it? Shit. He called it a shock mount.
Yeah.
And what it does is it holds the microphone to the stand, basically. Yeah. And it keeps it from vibrating and
so, like, doing crazy things. That, it doesn't, like, vibrate and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So I got a new one, and as you'll notice, my levels should be nice and level.
Yeah, you've actually been coming through pretty nice this evening.
Yay!
I haven't had to be adjusting you up and down because you, like, wander off to the back of the room. All right, sweet spot, Joe! Let's find the sweet spot! So yeah, it's good that we've gotten that technical issue taken care of, and exciting things.
Yes, and before I get on to building my new rig, too, it's Happy Pi Day.
Happy Pi Day.
Which is actually technically the mathematical number, not this delicious blueberry pie that I'm sitting here eating in front of you.
I have, for my Pi Day, I have Publix chocolate donut holes.
No.
Yes, quite delicious. I didn't feel like the need to get a pie or anything like that. So,
I am also looking to build a new machine. All I need is the motherboard and memory.
Good for you. Are you doing a 5 or a 7 on that?
I got a 5.
Okay, that's still good. How much memory are you looking at?
I can work with 32 gigabytes. I don't know if I need a full 64 right now, but if I can, I will.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence. I might try 32 at first and see how that goes. I mean, memory is actually still, given the extreme cost of GPUs, which is fucking ridiculous. I'm sorry. I'm spending way too much money on a GPU, and it pisses me off, but I have no options.
Well, I'm going to use my existing GPU
now. You have something a little newer and a little bit more current anyway, so you right. purchased yours within the past few years. Me, unfortunately, this was purchased several years ago. That's the GPU, I think, is actually the most expensive thing on my list, and I don't have to get a thank God no power supply or cases or anything, because I have that in my existing rig, which is actually pretty good stuff. It's just old and becoming decrepit at this point.
So, and tonight's strain for the Chicago studios is a new one for me. It is called Member Berry.
I love that one.
And this one is by Ozone, liveozone.com. They also had this little deal since I bought 3.5 grams that I was able to get this Go branded product. It's two plant-based pills for energy. And it says it's a special blend of plant medicines, caffeine, and cannabis to promote alertness, energy, and focus. So I may try one tomorrow and see how that goes. We may have to do a special report.
Bring a downer with you just in case it's too much caffeine.
Yeah.
And you start going zooming through the hallways.
So, Anthony, do we have any voicemails?
It does not appear so.
All right. Well, that's okay, because our chat room is open right now at shyampa.org.
Yay,
for
the chat
room.
Oh, and
by the way, you can call our phone lines. They're ready for you right now by dialing 813-327-8566 on your celery or rotary dial. So, Anthony, what's in store for our week corner tonight?
Yeah, let me open up the link here, and we'll find out in just a second. Okay, let's see. Oh, right. So our first story comes from the New York Times. Jesse McKinley and Grace Ashford New York State is expected to announce plans for retail sales of marijuana by the end of the year. If you remember, we discussed that, I think, in either last episode or the one before that, that, you know, a lot of New York sales are unlicensed dispensaries. This is going to give the applicants access to grow marijuana grown by local farmers and offering new storefronts leased by the state. The only catch, to be one of the state's first licensed retailers, you or a member of your family must have been convicted of a marijuana-related offense. The policy is expected to be announced on Thursday as part of a concentrated push to ensure that early business owners in the state's projected billion-dollar marijuana industry, that is B with a billion, will be members of the communities that have been affected by the nation's decade-long war on drugs. Under the law passed last March, it permitted the possession and recreational use of marijuana in limited amounts by adults. Half of all marijuana-related licenses, including those for growers or other parts of the supply chain, are earmarked for women, minorities, distressed farmers, veterans, and individuals who have lived in communities disproportionately impacted by the drug war. All right. Well, go New York State. All right. So our next one comes from the Marijuana Moment from Kyle Yeager. The New Jersey governor has been under pressure lately to get the state's marijuana market online since voters approved a legislation referendum in 2020. So that was 2 years ago. And lawmakers passed implementation legislation after he signed into law last year. So they've been sitting on this for about a year now. In an interview with WGBO that was published on Thursday, the governor said that the market will open within weeks. The governor said that for a dispensary to get authorization, it will need local approvals and will have to prove that it has an ample supply for their medical customers first and foremost. He said that the standalone retail adult use cannabis operations will then move forward shortly thereafter. So really, it's being able to service medical patients first, obviously, and then being able to open to the free market. So we'll see what happens. But that's it for your weed corner. Back to you, Joe.
Okay, Anthony. Well, it's time for our word of the show. Ooh. Are you all ready?
Maybe.
And our word today is askew, which means not in a straight or level position. Thanks, your mother. Your askewed word suggestions always steal the show. And the more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony Show.
Wow. I think Roger wants to say something.
Go ahead, Roger.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What, no? No?
I feel awkward because it's only 7:13 p.m. And according to this, the word of the show is...
Joe's corner starts in 1 minute and 50 seconds. So we can bullshit about something for a minute and 57 seconds. Or we can move forward and possibly make up that time bullshitting somewhere else.
Let's make up the time and tell Roger to hurry it up. Here we go,
Roger. Come on, Roger.
Holy premium content. Oh, bloody hell. It's me, Roger. And this is your National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, today is March 14th, 2022, and oh boy, it's National Children's Craft Day, National Learn About Butterflies Day, National Potato Chip Day, National Write Down Your Story Day, National Napping Day, and what all your buttholes have been strained to the limit waiting for, woohoo, it's National Pie Day, and I like blueberry pie myself. Wowzers. Joe is going to twiddle a small wheel of fortune that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that makes the bigger wheel spin. Will it be the insurance wheel? No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. Let's see what happens. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
All right. So because of the high increase in insurance, we have been requested by the insurance company to install a specialized dollar-operated wheel. So it takes two crisp dollar bills. So, Joe, Here's I sent you some dollar bills in the mail the other day. Hopefully it made it to you. And go ahead and insert that dollar bill. There you go. Straight. Make sure it's nice and crisp. All right. There you go. There you go. There's one. Okay. Get it in there. Yep. There you go. Okay. Get the second one. All right. There you go. All right. Fantastic. There goes the wheel. It's starting. Ooh, look at that.
What the fuck?
It's the new wheel. Ooh, look, it vibrates too. All right, here goes. Slowing down, Joe. There you go. Ooh, there you go. You're a winner, Joe. You're a winner. There you go. There's your new story. And some extra change for it. All right.
Wow.
That is the dollar-operated news wheel brought to you by Dollar Miscellaneous, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. By the way, I also took most of that time working on the Dollar Miscellaneous logo as well. So,
yay.
If you visit our website, you see the now sponsored by Dollar Miscellaneous. That is ours. If you use it, we might sue you because we need some money. So anyway, tonight's random story comes from NBC News out of Fort Myers, Florida, and tells us about a woman who was being a little too touchy-feely. The Clearwater Police Department say they arrested Kathy, 65, also known as the Hugging Bandit, and booked her into the Pinellas County Jail. Kathy would approach older men outside stores and pretend she knew them as she went to hug them, according to police. While hugging them, officers said Kathy would grab their wallets and credit cards. Clearwater officials say they have 4 reported cases of the hugger in the area. Kathy is facing more than a dozen charges from Clearwater Police and other law enforcement agencies across the Tampa area. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Hi, Betty here. I hope you're having fun with these two idiots. Anyway, with all this fun, you too can experience fun. Do this now. We prefer if you did it live, but leaving a voicemail can be entertaining too. Just give us a call at 813-327-8566. Anyway, while you're tuned in at Chiampa.org, be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, and The Toppers Radio Show, the Inept Supervillains Podcast, and the many other fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit Chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, and much, much more. And now, for Joe's weather and fucked up, oops, I mean, informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty, but before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for your Chiampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy and 62. The dew point is 33, and the humidity is 34%. Winds are howling out of Joe's butthole from the southwest at 15 miles per hour. New alert! New alert! Booby insertion detection is high, and phew, moose poop detection is non-existent. Well, for the weather, tonight, a 30% chance of showers or drizzle after 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 35. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers or drizzle, mainly before 7 a.m. Partly sunny with a high near 43. Wednesday, gusty butthole alert. Winds and gusting highs 25 miles per hour. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 64. Thursday, a 20% chance of rain after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 61. Friday, rain likely, mostly cloudy with a high near 45. And for the weekend, a little bit of rain on Saturday and mostly sunny on Sunday, with temperatures ranging from the upper 40s to the lower 60s. And now for today's fun fact. Welp, barbecue season is coming soon.
and that means a lots and lots of ketchup is coming out of bottles. And after the fact, we'll give you a little hint, so stay tuned. And while not a promotional ad, as we don't get a dime for any of this shit, there actually aren't 57 varieties of Heinz ketchup, and never were. Company founder H.J. Heinz thought his product would have a number, or should have a number, and he liked 57. And now, here's that hint I promised you before. Hit the glass bottle on the number 57, not the bottom, to get the ketchup to flow. As Roger would say, wow. And that's today's fun fact. Okay, Anthony, press the any key for the news.
And now for the news.
All right, let's see if I can click the linky linky. Linky linky, where are you, linky linky? There you are, Linky Linky.
I have to turn off party mode here in the
yes,
studio.
Party mode is partying. It's right? Colorful. Well, I like bacon, Anthony. You know, I you're right. I like bacon. Sniff, who sniff. Doesn't? Yum, 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 yum. Well, you know, police in Houston said residents bearing crackers came to the rescue when a neighborhood was faced with an unusual situation. A loose pig.
Oh my goodness.
The Houston Police Department said officers responded to a neighborhood in the city's southeast on Monday when a pig was spotted running loose through the area.
I love a pig sound effect. I'm sorry. It's got to be a chicken. That's all I got for you.
Police said neighbors threw crackers to the pig to keep it in the area until an animal control officer arrived with a catch pole. We know that has daily pig races, but we had our own version today, in East Houston police tweeted. This little piggy sent our East Side patrol officers on an escapade through the neighborhood. The pig's owner said her pet, named Bacon, apparently escaped from her home when her little sister turned up the stove and left a door open.
Absolutely police. Nice.
I kind of ad-libbed the stove part because, you know, why shouldn't I? It's bacon, it's a pig, you know? Anyways, police said the owner might be cited for keeping a pig inside city limits. Interesting.
It's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Oopsie, can we get a refund? Now, I have some commentary because this next story is kind of interesting. Apparently, baptisms performed by an Arizona priest declared invalid due to the word we. So an Arizona priest apparently resigned from the Diocese of Phoenix after officials announced a single changed word invalidated all the baptisms he performed until June of 2021. The Diocese of Phoenix said all baptisms performed by the Reverend such and such until June 17th, 2021 were invalid because the priest said we instead of I when citing the phrase I baptize you in the name of the Father and then of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The Vatican's Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith clarified in 2020 that sacraments using the word we are invalid. The issue with using we is that it is not the community that baptizes a person, rather it is Christ and Him alone,
Lord,
who presides.
Jesus Christ, take me baptized for your sins.
And so it is Christ Jesus who baptizes. Diocese of Phoenix Bishop Thomas J. Olmsted sent in a letter to congregants. The priest resigned from the diocese effective February 1. The diocese said the priest remains a priest in good standing. It saddens me to learn that I have performed invalid baptisms throughout my ministry as a priest. By regularly using an incorrect formula, I deeply regret my error and how this has affected numerous people in your parish and elsewhere, the priest said in a statement on the diocese's website. The priest said his resignation will allow him to dedicate my energy and full-time ministry to help remedy this and heal those affected. I sincerely apologize for any inconvenience my actions have caused and genuinely ask for your prayers, forgiveness, and understanding, he wrote. The diocese posted a form online for anyone affected by the invalidated baptism. Officials said other sacraments, including marriage, might need to be repeated if they followed an invalid baptism.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but, you know, once you've already signed the documents with the county, who gives a fuck?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
You know, are you going to take the time to bother to do all that? I mean, I suppose if you're a strict Orthodox kind of person, you might.
Yeah, maybe, you know, I mean...
Or if it invalidates you for tax purposes, I suppose you might have
to. Well, I don't think it necessarily invalidates you for tax purposes, but, you know.
You know, will it invalidate you for going to heaven or hell? I don't know.
I don't know either. That's a good question.
If you are an expert in this, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Fiddles McGinty!
Fiddles McGinty! Fiddles McGinty, where'd you go?
Ding-a-ling-a-ding-dong. Police in New Jersey said an animal control officer responding to a report of a parrot on the loose in a wooded area. I told you the Chip Skipper newsroom was loaded with animals on the loose today. In a wooded area, arrived to find the alleged avian was what, Anthony? Give me a guess. What was it that this Avery was
pooping on people?
You're giving it the benefit of the doubt that it's alive.
Well, that isn't that what birds do? They poop on things. Even in death, they poop on things.
Well, this alleged avian was actually a decorative ceramic bird.
They can still poop. I'm convinced that they come back in the afterlife and poop on things. They poop on everything. The world is covered in bird shit.
The Princeton Police Department said local resident such and such contacted his nephew, a sergeant in the department, when he spotted what appeared to be someone's escaped pet parrot perched on a tree in a wooded area. Animal control officer Jim was dispatched to the scene, and such and such took him to where he had spotted the exotic bird. The two of us were walking back there, not wanting to scare away it so it flies away. As we get closer, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this poor thing is dead. He told the TV station. We're talking about 2 feet away. He's about to throw the net over it. And he goes, it's fake. The police department said in a Facebook post that the supposed bird was a decorative ceramic parrot. We have a saying in the animal control that a sick or injured animal is very easy to catch. And this is probably the easiest catch I've ever had. The department said the faux parrot is being lovingly cared for at the police station until an owner comes forward to claim it and possibly pay a hefty fine. Well, and that's a wrap on Joe's news sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
You know, there are birds that when they fly over you, they poop so much that your whole car gets covered in poop. It's like tropical bird thing, and it's insanity. No, it's like, I've like driven under like a pelican once before, and the whole windshield, like a total whiteout. Oh, me, the god, this is poop so much.
Gross.
But they're birds, you know, majestic creatures, beautiful and all, but they can poop a lot, you know. I'm just saying, and that ceramic one probably poops too. I'm sure that ceramic one probably poops too. There's no saying what happens. All right. Yeah, this is some good shit. Thanks, Joe. Do high gas prices get you down? Does getting gas give you gas? Are your malfunctioning boobies no longer giving you the discounts you deserve at the pump? Well, worry no more. The Palmer Office Chair Products Corporation has just released its newest invention. Introducing the Palmer Office Chair Mobile for the eco-conscious on the go. Simply attach the chair kit to your vehicle's fuel system, eat a can of beans, and you're good to go. Pay $7.99 for a gallon of gas? No way, when you can pay $6.99 for a bunch of broccoli. And save your boobies to boot. Simply maintain a high-fiber diet, and you will have the power to go anywhere!
I want one. I want one.
I know you do. The Palmer Office Chair Mobile is available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar and some change due to inflation. The device is not legal in any state and has been banned by the EU, ASPCA, LMNOP, FBFI, FDA, FDIC, and the FAA. Do you want to be part of this derailed, southern fried, tire-thumping, toilet-seat-licking, GMO-loaded experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566, or you can send us an email at playus@triumphant.org, unless you're trying to collect on some royalties. And we don't know who you want. What? This week on This Way Out, on the front lines with Ukraine queers, red states flood the U.S. with transphobic bills, and in other news, Singapore's top court dismisses a sodomy repeal case, an intermediate Colombian wins a non-binary government ID, Yucatan finalizes marriage equality, Australia's Morrison calls targeting trans youth terrific, terrific. And LGBTQ people won't be there for China's Friends fans. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights, 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyenne Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll still be askewed in 4 minutes. Ooh. When we return.
Pee-pee break.
Yeah, right? Who's got a pee-pee? You got a pee-pee?
I'm going to go pee-pee.
Okay, I'll pee-pee. All right, we're going to go pee. We'll see you later. 4 minutes. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris. Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyenne Radio.
Say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT.
I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
Cool, crisp.
The beef stays hot. The cool stays crisp. Put it together, you can't resist. The hottest taste, the coolest dish.
Keep it hot, hot. Keep it cool, cool. McDLT, McDLT. Hot beefy McD. Cool crisp LT. McDLT. It's a good time. Hot beefy McD. For the great taste. Cool crisp LT.
Of McDonald's.
Could be the best tasting lettuce and tomato hamburger ever.
New McDLT.
Look to Jewel for big name brand bargains. Save on regular or light Kraft mayonnaise or Miracle Whip salad dressing. A 32-ounce jar is $1.99. Stock up on 7-Up, Pepsi, RC, or Coke. A 2-liter bottle is just $1.19. For big name brand bargains.
Mr. Thomas had taken his muffins to America.
Please wait. Loading data crystal 9. Please wait. Enable HTML input. Data crystal 9. Hashtag poop pow wow. Hashtag hash browns. Hashtag tasty yummy. Start memo. Memo sequence number Z577N2GS8LFXCPZ8 subject. Car policy change. Date 1,495,384,103. Memo. Part 110100. Rejoice. Server programming will commence that will remove the Shoutcast monetization cards from triggering ads because it don't pay shit, and the IRS may not like it. Please continue to add new 2-minute cards to the local cards folder. Memo. Part 110101. Rejoice. server programming will commence so that the only tracks that will play during regular programming blocks will be weather cards and local add cards. Please continue to add new 2-minute cards to the local cards folder, buddy 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 out. And memo, please wait, closing socket 11010101001. Goodbye.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
And now, for the weather. Hey, Anthony, how is it in Tampa? For those
Betty, 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 Betty.
Ooh, baby.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live, Monday nights at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, only on Shyamba Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right. Thank you, Roger.
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's yay today, because up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, yes. Go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverage biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and world-famous crazy Florida news. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You got it, Anthony.
Or thank you, Betty. Whichever, it doesn't really matter. I don't care. You know, it's kind of whatever at this point. Whatever. This point.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right.
Fantastic. You're welcome, Anthony.
Fantastic. Thank you, Roger. All right.
Roger, you stink.
Yeah, well, yeah, he kind of does, actually. We need to take him down to the automat, get him cleaned up. The 7-Eleven offers free washes with fill-ups, so we can fill Betty up, and then we can run Roger through the car wash. Before we continue, it's time for your Cheyenne weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 74 degrees. The humidity is currently at 56%. The dew point is sitting at 57 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Tomorrow on Tuesday, we'll have a 70% chance of showers and storms, then showers likely and possibly another storm after 2 in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 83. Tuesday night, we'll be seeing some more showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 2 in the morning, and then after that, a 70% chance of showers and storms after. Cloudy with a low around 69. On Wednesday, a 50% chance of showers and storms. Partly sunny with a high near 79. And Wednesday will be mostly clear with a low around 64. That's it for your Cheyenne weather from Tampa Bay. It is now time for some crazy Florida news.
Yes. Ooh.
All right,
ooh.
Let me load it up here. My allergies are killing me.
Oh yeah, it's tree pollen.
Oh my god, it's everywhere here. It's like this green spooge. It's like the trees all spooge on everything, and everything is covered with this green pollen, and it makes you want to like just scratch your eyeballs out. And I'm managing, but it's, you know, we're doing what we can. We're doing what we can. All right, our first Florida story of the night comes from the Tampa Bay Times and tells us another Floridian who doesn't quite understand the purpose of 911. A Spring Hill man called 911 and asked dispatchers if they could send a deputy to his home to test if his meth was real. The meth was indeed real, and the man was arrested on drug charges, according to the Hernando Sheriff's County Office. Deputy said the man called 911 around 7 in the evening on Thursday, which, of course, prompted deputies to go to his residence. At the scene, he told deputies that he had bought the meth from a man he met in a local bar, but that after using it, he thought it was bath salts. He told deputies he was an experienced drug user and knew what it should feel like. He provided deputies with two baggies that had white crystal-like substance. A test of the substance showed that it was meth. He was arrested on charges of possession of meth and charges of possession of drug paraphernalia. So do not call the police to test your meth. This happened, actually, I think, a few years ago. We had a story.
I remember something about this. Yeah.
I don't think it was meth, but it was crack. It was something. But at the end of the day, Florida, do not call 911 to check the validity of your drugs, because it's not going to, it's just not going to end well. I'm sorry. It's not a service
your taxes pay for.
No, that is not a tax provided services. All right, let's move on.
Could you imagine if it was?
Oh my God. I don't even want to imagine. Our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from villagesnews.com.
Ooh.
And tells us of a man that is no stranger to emergency personnel in the Villages. Jesse, 32, reportedly stole an emergency vehicle last Wednesday afternoon while fire department personnel were on a medical call at the Santa Fe Surgery Center on County Road 466. It was the third vehicle stolen that afternoon by Jesse, who was released last month on his own recognizance from the Lake County Jail after stealing a community watch vehicle in 2019. Oh, boy. Oh my God. So you got to go on. Jesse initially stole a private electrical company bucket truck from Extra Space Storage in Lady Lake. Triggered a pursuit by law enforcement. Jesse then ditched the bucket truck and was on the run when he attempted to climb a fence near Oakleaf Apartments. He dropped a small dog and a backpack, which contained his identification. Really bright. Stupid. Don't leave your identification, but we've had that happen before. Don't leave ID behind, Florida. Don't leave ID behind. He continued running to nearby Recreation Plantation, where he found a maintenance golf cart, which had the key in the ignition. He stole the cart, of course, and drove it down County Road 466 to Santa Fe Surgery Center, where he spotted the village's public safety department vehicle, which had responded to a medical emergency. Jesse got into the fire department vehicle and continued to flee from law enforcement, where he was eventually apprehended at Lake Sumter Landing.
Wow. Ooh.
All right. Rule
Those
number.
Villages, man. They're
crazy. They're crazy, I tell you. And, you know, let me tell you, Florida, here's the other one. Don't leave the damn key in the damn ignition. Why y'all leave the damn key in the ignition?
That happens here, though,
too. Oh, my God. Everyone. They leave it in the ignition. They leave it running at the 7-Eleven. You can't do that. It's going to get stolen. God dang it. It's going to get stolen. Praise the Lord, Jesus Christ. It's going to get stolen. I'm feeling religious tonight.
I'm feeling a show title coming on.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Don't leave the key in the ignition naked.
There you go. Yes.
Ooh, sexy.
Yes, our final sexy news story of the night, which is brought to us by WFLA Channel News 8, tells us about a man who was in need of a convenient cover-up. Authorities in Volusia County are trying to identify a man who was caught on tape stealing an American flag from a home in Ormond Beach, Florida. The man was caught on a home security camera, lurking outside of the home naked, taking the flag and walking away down from a home on John Anderson Drive. The police didn't know the backstory going on, but they are looking for any information that can help them locate their naked flag thief. So,
we don't have more to this story?
That's it. That's all you got. You have to use your imagination sometimes. Sometimes this is all I can get. This is all Dick White can get sometimes. That telex machine jams a lot, and Roger never fixes it. So then this is all that spits out from the telex machine. You can see he types it out, and then he photocopies it, and then he pastes it as a GIF that's like halfway upside down in the thing. So it's kind of crazy. So, but that's it for your crazy Florida. I mean, we can talk about Naked Flag Man. I mean, we got a few moments. I mean,
Naked Flag Man.
That's up to you.
What was he doing naked in the first place?
Well, that's where we have
was
to use our imagination.
To create sexual situations.
I don't know if it was sexual.
Was he perhaps a a suitor getting caught by the husband or the wife or something.
Or the chickens.
He was getting caught by the chickens.
I don't know. I mean, if you look at the picture,
let's look at the picture.
If you look at the video, we're not dealing with a very I don't know. I don't think he would be very highly sought out by the ladies.
He wouldn't be very sought out. Well, maybe he had a big one.
Maybe he had a big one. There you go. Well, maybe. All right,
I'm on. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. All right, it's loading. It, you know, things just load. They take forever to load. Oh wow. Oh, now it's a commercial for 1-800-Bernetti.
Really?
You have to deal with commercials. All right, it'll resume in like 6 seconds. You know how it is, folks on the internet. You got to deal with these crazy commercials before you can watch the goods. Let's see.
What's our meaning of donut hole?
Yeah, he's a little interesting.
Yeah,
the
right,
fuck, dude.
Yeah, right.
Where did you come from? Where were you coming from? An orgy party somewhere?
I know, right? Where does an orgy show up? Shows up, well, naked on that.
Hold on. There's an orgy. Maybe he's a maybe he's a hooker.
Oof.
For one of the older ladies that live in the villages.
You know, the scary thing is that could very well be possible. All right, so that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, whatever, something, something, something.
Roger, you stink. Well, you can thank the database that you're tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you two can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't
That's
forget
us.
Me and that other robot, Roger. Be a part of our UniQ studio experience. Be sure to visit us at chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname, and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
So I've been sort of mixing up, smoking on and off, the member berry, which is okay, the indica, and yeah, the Irim gelato, which is a sativa hybrid.
I see.
And it's interesting.
Is it now?
Yes.
Good.
It is quite interesting. I haven't felt this kind of a high in a long time, and I think it's worth noting that after a minute, you kind of tend to get used to the strain. Wouldn't you agree? As you're
I do.
Conducting Vogue movements everywhere.
I'm voguing. Vogue. So, actually, you know, I try to keep like a few different strains around. Like, I mean, I'm doing that pie wow or whatever it is, but I also have a thing, a 7 of 9. I have a thing of Mr. Clean. I have another one. I don't know what the other one is. I usually keep hybrids. I generally keep hybrids or indicas. I don't think I ever bought like a sativa. I don't buy sativas.
I like sativas because I can utilize them for if I have to go to a professional function of some kind.
Okay.
There's that capability. But yeah, you know, it's I don't know. It's good to change up every once in a while. And unfortunately for here, it's like the strains are expensive. And man, like it would wipe out a good portion of my salary.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. Well, you know, I get it in the little eighths. So, you know, and most of the time they just sell it in the eighths. So it's like, I kind of go pretty regularly, so it's like maybe like once every other week.
I go every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I try to stretch it to 3 weeks if I can.
But sometimes, you know, if I have a little extra cash, I'll go like every week and buy like just one or two, because one or two is not very much. You know, if I have a little extra cash, I'm like, oh, you know, I'll spend $30, $40 on an eighth, because the eighths aren't too expensive for me. The eights still kind of sit around the whole, you know, $40 price range for me. Some are even down to like $30, $35 for an eighth. And it's enough to try it, you know, but as I said, I usually buy it in eights, and sometimes they got like BOGOs, and I'll get like 2 eighths for the price of one, which is fantastic.
Wow. Yeah, so I tried another dispensary recently. It's called Sunnyside.
I see.
And they're located at, I think they have multiple locations, but the one I went to is at 436 North Clark. And it's quite nice and bright inside. They have the whole rope lined to get in kind of affair. You gotta check in also to make sure you got a pre-order, or if you're just kind of walking in, blah, blah, blah. But this place smelled like weed.
Yeah, yeah. That's
and they had merchandise that you could purchase, like bongs or pipes, candies, even like non-marijuana related merchandise, shirts, bumper stickers, books, all kinds of interesting things. So it felt more welcoming. It felt more, but they don't have a rewards program.
Oh.
So, like, with Ascend, for every X dollar amount, I get X amount of points. And after a while, you know, you can claim, like, $15 off your purchase, which in some cases can take care of taxes.
Oh, absolutely.
Always,
absolutely.
You know, beneficial to those of us who are on a recreational mode.
This is true. This is true.
You have to look into getting a card. It'll probably involve a doctor's visit.
Yeah.
I forgot to ask Andy. I don't know if he can prescribe medical cards.
Yeah, I don't know how it works in Illinois. I think Illinois is obviously a little different than Florida. Ooh, I wish I had eye drops here.
I need eye drops, too. I have dry eye syndrome. Ugh. Do you have dry eye syndrome? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. We have a little time.
I got hell of allergies. That's what I got. Hell of allergies.
Yeah, it's this pollen. The tree pollen is, that's what's hitting us right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know.
But soon enough, it'll be the flowers and all the other little disturbing elements in the air.
That part doesn't necessarily bother me. I'm fine with the flowers and stuff like that. That doesn't bother me. The thing that kills me is the tree pollen.
Yeah, it's so prevalent in the air. So is that gong. So was that gong.
We've got just about 2.5 minutes until the ugly lights come on.
So there are any springtime cultural events coming up in Florida that you'll be attending?
Not really.
No.
They had the whole... They started copying, like, Chicago and shit, and they started dyeing the river green.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, they dye the Hillsborough River green for St. Patrick's Day, and they do a little boat parade, and everyone drinks, which is what everyone does in Tampa for every event. We just drink. Everyone just drinks.
But
everyone
your big event is what, the Gasparilla?
Gasparilla is, like, our huge... That's our biggest event.
But that's a summer thing?
No, it just actually happened around, like, a couple months ago.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think it's February usually. Let me...
Very interesting, Gasparilla. See if I can find it on...
January. Yeah, mid-January.
Oh, it's a winter.
Yeah, which, yeah, for us really isn't that bad, so... So we do that.
Opens tomorrow.
Huh?
Gasparilla Music Festival.
Oh, they do a whole bunch of different things. The main parade, the biggest event for it was like a few weeks ago. But yeah, they do shit all through all through February. Yeah. It's become, it was a one, it used to be one event, and then now it's just become this whole series of events because, you know, they've learned they can capitalize.
A lot of music.
There was a music festival going on the other weekend, too, when we did the water taxi down the river. There was some thing going on. I think it was for Gasparilla as well. That goes on, I think, for a while. Which, I mean, you know,
looks
hey.
Like it's a lot of older people, too.
Florida is just a lot of older people. Yeah, all the older people are down now. I must learn to find my patience again driving 25 miles an hour in a 55. Yeah.
They need helicopters to come down the road and just, like, gently pick them up and then put them behind you so that you can go.
They just need to, Oh, so yeah, it's just the whole, so, but they leave. They leave when it starts
getting, legal?
They leave when it gets hot. It'll be very illegal. But when it gets hot, when hurricane season starts, they all split. None of them want to stay around for hurricane season. They, you know, they want to come down for the winter.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly. They don't want to deal with the bullshit of hurricane season. They don't want to deal with the bullshit of the summer down here. The fucking 9,500 degree days with humidities up to 100% as well. Yeah. So, but I'm here. We're here. We're here 365
We're
days
here.
A
day. And there's the ugly lights, right?
They are. And maybe they'll pave my way to some eyeball relief in a moment or two.
Eyeball relief today.
Hey, folks, the ugly lights have come on. And I think Roger is fiddling with the new wheel, which is always a dangerous thing. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
That's interesting, Anthony. Oh, boy, are you having office chair syndrome, too? Well, keep listening to us for what to do. And we're sure glad you could join us, though, tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and Traffic with Topper, starting at 3:30 Eastern, every weekday. And that now, Traffic with Topper's actually now runs until 8 o'clock, because there's no more CPR. You can mail us your payment. Our address is on file. Also, be sure to catch classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday. I'm not bitter.
You know, since your device is already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in programming with extra added Technique U audio procedures? How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned to Shyamper Radio. That's right. Maybe it's a tablet cum sex toy in the playroom. Or maybe an Amazon Echo device in the kitchenette. Or maybe it's your phone while you take a dump on the toilet. Whatever the situation may arise that says, damn it, I need to listen to Shyamper Radio right now. Just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. That's right. Do it now. So go there now for a complete listening experience.
Mr. Thomas had taken his muffins to a
Wow, we're right on time, as per usual.
Look at that. Wow. Wow, how about that? That's kind of awesome. So yeah,
and I'm drinking lime soda.
And I'm drinking water, actually. I ate a whole small container of fucking donut holes, but I'm drinking water. So, you know, flush. Binge and flush, honey, sweetie darling. Binge and flush.
Yeah. I don't know how long that pie is going to last tonight.
I'm surprised the pie is still lasting. you were kind of going at it for a while. I thought you were just going to get a big straw and just go... and just suck it down. You go get the blueberries in there and everything. It's probably delicious, yeah. I'm sure.
Oh, it's so delicious.
Good.
It's American.
As every American blueberry pie should be, with high fructose corn syrup and artificial blueberry flavoring. God bless America. thanks, everyone. It's been a pleasure. We'll be back next Monday, I believe, right? I don't have anything
I believe
planned.
So.
Yeah, I don't have anything. I don't have anything planned. We should be good to go. And, thanks for tuning in, and check out our blog, shyampa.org.
Yes.
If you're interested in recasting our show, you can contact us at playus@shyampa.org. Remember, folks, Don't call 911 with meth on your face after you stole three vehicles, got naked, stole the flag, and then hugged the bejesus out of some fucking old man. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with a G for gag reflex.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
Oh, boy.
Right?
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.